I remind you to take home this yellow insert this week. Keep it close to your prayer chair. There are many prayer concerns listed on it. There are names on it of people you might not even know, but they're persons that are connected to us through God that we need to keep in our thoughts and prayers as we go through this week. I had been given that Alverson, formerly from here, passed away this week. She was Pansy Warrior's sister-in-law and taught her for several years, many years ago. So we need to keep her family in our prayers. She was 90 years old. I also lift up Ruth Mercer as she resumes her chemotherapy, and Don and Maxine Dixon and Willie Sally as they grieve the passing of Don's son, Jimmy. Keep each one of these close to you this week. If you would please turn in your hymn book to page 881, we're going to pray together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you, Deanna. Our scripture for today is Luke chapter 11. I invite you to take your Bibles or the pew Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 11. And while you're doing that,